Thank you for calling Ferring Pharmaceuticals Customer Service Information Center. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance. If this is a medical emergency, hang up and dial 911 for assistance. If you're calling to report an adverse event, request medical information on Ferring Pharmaceuticals products or clinical trials, please press 1. If you wish to speak with a customer service representative, place an order, or file a product complaint with a Ferring product, please press 2. If you have questions about your statement, your account balance, or are inquiring about a payment, press 3. Should you require trial unblinding, please press 4. For all other calls, please press 5.
Please hold for the next available representative. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance purposes.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling Ferring. This is Azim. How can I help you today?
Yeah, hi. This is Carl speaking from the Prior's office. I'm looking for a claim status. So, yeah, can you please help me with that?
Status of the claim, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe do you have any reference number by which I can look that up for you?
We have submitted a claim via portal, and I have a member ID.
Maybe you could elaborate what type of claim was that?
It's an copay assistance program I am looking for, and we as a provider has filed a claim to you guys.
Copay, for which medication is that?
It's for the etzaledrin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just before we proceed, may I also have your phone number, please?
Yeah, it would be 901-610-4114, and it is a direct line.
Thank you. To confirm, were you calling from a facility?
Yes.
Like a medical facility regarding the patient?
Yes, from the medical facility.
All right. So I know that for acetylodrine, there is an option to request a rep, the local rep, that would assist you, that would assist the patient. So the facility needs to submit the request on acetylodrine portal. So to confirm, did you submit the form in acetylodrinehcp.com?
Yes. And I do have a portal confirmation number. It will be 156-9213.
May I know when was it submitted? Was it recent?
Yeah, it will be on 7-15 of 2025, and I can see that on portal that payment was authorized. However, the check has been not issued yet.
Yes, so if you submit the request for a rep, you would need, you should have received either an email back or a call back from our local rep. If you wish, I can get your facility information, the address, good callback numbers, so I can submit it to our rep team.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sure. Go ahead with that.
Okay. What's the address, please?
It would be 7945 Wolf River Billwood, Germantown, Tennessee, with the zip code 3818-1762.
Okay. That was a West Cancer Center, you said?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what would you like me to provide this a good callback number?
Yeah, it would be 901. Yeah, it would be the same as I have provided. It would be 901-610-4114.
Thank you. And are you the contact person for this phone number? Perfect. Okay. All right. So we're going to submit this request to our team and request our Accelerator local rep to call you back.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And so you should take the initial is TS and Tom.
Okay. And your name is Sam, right? It would be S-A-M.
No. Let me spell the first name. It's A-Z-I-M as in Mary. And the initial TS and Tom.
Okay, got it. Not an issue. Thank you so much for this.
Anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's it for the day. Thank you so much.
Sure, thank you for calling, Frederick. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great one. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you, bye.